Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, and we are here on this lovely February 28th. So, it was a good weekend. Jeez Louise. Especially Friday. Well, here, let me just read this for you. On Friday, protests against the California school's mask mandate at BUSD schools. Superintendent Katie Kolker said in a letter that can be read below that many of the 50 or so students protesting have remained respectful, but the same can't be said for the adult protesters. Apparent harassment took place at Home Street Middle School Friday afternoon when adult anti-mask protesters confronted middle school students, parents, and staff members during dismissal, creating an environment of intimidation and hostility. What's more, some of the protesters did not even have children enrolled in BUSD schools, Kolker said in her letter. They are simply using our school as a platform to further their personal or political agendas. Superintendent Kolker has made it clear that this behavior is unacceptable and will not be tolerated, and asked community members to show an example for the children with better and more productive behavior. It should be noted that the mask mandates are statewide across California schools and are mandated for BUSD by the California Department of Public Health and Cal OSHA guidelines. It is not a decision of the school board, parents, teachers, or any other staff member whether or not these mandates are in place. Protesting such an issue on BUSD school grounds or to any members of BUSD staff or board will not be productive in changing or affecting this mandate. More on the mandate in a second. Kolker says the school is working with local law enforcement on this issue, reminding us that the alternative independent study options do exist for those who are strongly opposed to wearing a mask during the school day. Eastern Sierra Now has reached out to Kolker for comment, and we will have more on this in the coming days after the CDPH update being provided today on masking in classrooms. That being said, today, Governor Newsom released the new mandate, which basically states 11:59 on March 11th, you are no longer required to wear face masks in schools. It is recommended that they continue to do so, but you do not have to. As well as before, if you were unvaccinated, you were required to wear a mask in indoor settings. Now you are not. It is still recommended, but not a requirement. Let me read you what Newsom said. With declining case rates and hospitalizations across the West, California, Oregon, and Washington are moving together to update their mask guidance. After 11:59 on March 11th, California, Oregon, and Washington will adopt new indoor mask policies and move from mask requirements to mask recommendations in schools. State policies do not change federal requirements, which still include masks on public transit. Statement from California Governor Gavin Newsom. California continues to adjust our policies based on the latest data and science, applying what we've learned over the past 2 years to guide our response to the pandemic. Masks are an effective tool to minimize spread of the virus and future variants, especially when transmission rates are high. We cannot predict the future of the virus, but we are better prepared for it and will continue to take measures rooted in science to keep California moving forward. In California, starting March 1st, masks will no longer be required for unvaccinated individuals, but will be strongly recommended for all individuals in most indoor settings. After March 11th, in schools and childcare facilities, masks will not be required, but will be strongly recommended. Masks will still be required for everyone in high transmission settings like public transit, emergency shelters, healthcare settings, correctional facilities, homeless shelters, and long-term care facilities. As always, local jurisdictions may have additional requirements beyond the state guidance. So what does that mean? Tomorrow, March 1st, you can go into places without a mask on if you are unvaccinated, except for healthcare places, retirement homes, public transit, stuff like that. But most businesses, you can go in. After March 11th, kids no longer have to wear masks at schools if they don't want to. It is still recommended, but they no longer have to. So, both of those having been said, let's go back to Kolker's letter and see just exactly what was said. I only got these out of order here because I know some of you listening are going to go, Jesse, no. So I just wanted to let you know I'm aware that it changed as of today because this letter was posted yesterday. So let's read Kolker's letter. BUSD community. The protests against the state's school mask requirements have escalated in recent days, at times creating disruption and an unproductive learning environment. Many of the 50 or so students protesting have remained respectful. However, on Friday afternoon, adult protesters confronted middle school students, parents, and staff members during HMS, that's the middle school, dismissal, creating an environment of intimidation and hostility. This is unacceptable and will not be tolerated. Several of the most aggressive individuals don't even have any children enrolled in BUSD. They are simply using our school as a platform to further their personal or political agendas. School officials are working with law enforcement to address this issue. Our district has worked hard to continue to keep schools safely open while also acknowledging some students' choice to peacefully protest. Supervised independent study options have been made available. Still, school behavior policies apply to all students and are necessary for a safe, structured learning environment. BUSD is not a battleground. We are a school, and we will remain steadfast in our focus on education. California's indoor mask requirement in K-12 school currently remains in place. She didn't know this as she wrote this yesterday. CDPH has announced they will be updated, provided today, February 28th, regarding potential change to this requirement. The CDC just revised this masking recommendation for low-risk areas, potentially opening avenues for modifications to state policies. But ultimately, California schools are obligated to comply with current CDPH and Cal OSHA guidelines. The division this has created in our community demands our immediate attention. The last thing we want is to be in a position where we have to close down in-seat instruction, which is unfortunately what has occurred in other communities that are facing similar crisis. Let's model for our children how adults can work together, even or perhaps especially during difficult times. Superintendent Katie Kolker. So, masks are out the window, okay? So you guys can all calm down. So, speaking of superintendents, who has also been attacked through this, Jennifer Wildman, who is the Mammoth superintendent, will be speaking at Mammoth Voices, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a forum for civic discourse, education, and leadership. So what it is on Thursday, March 3rd, from 12 to 1 p.m., it is a Zoom conference, and it's basically anybody that is interested in learning more about Mammoth and Mammoth business and Mammoth schools and policies and anything that has to do with Mammoth, you can sign up, get on this Zoom. It's free. The link is at easternsierranow.com. And when you get in, you get to watch this really cool meeting with, and they do it once a month. And it's always, like last month was the CEO of Mammoth Mountain. I mean, it's always really big people that you want to know what's going on in their realm. And it's a really cool event. They do a fantastic job. I keep missing them. I keep working on something, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I missed it. So I'm going to try to make this one. But you guys should definitely go. Head over to Eastern Sierra now. The link, the password, everything is right there posted. And you can sign in and watch it. So again, it's Thursday, March 3rd, 12 to 1. Guess what? Our YouTube is back. I am super happy about that. You should head over and check it out. It's actually YouTube/Eastern Sierra Now. But if you can't find that, you can just Google Eastern Sierra Now YouTube. You can go to EasternSierraNow.com and click on any of the links to YouTube there. But when you get there, please subscribe, like, hit the bell. Let's keep building this, man. I'm weeks behind now. I had so many videos I was going to post, and it got taken down. And the funny thing is, I even posted it. Here, I'll read it for you because it's funny. So the original letter to me said that I had severe and numerous issues, violations from YouTube's policy. Severe and numerous. I had snow videos from Mammoth and a couple of high school football games. That's severe. So I appealed it and didn't hear a single thing. Reached out to people I know that know people at YouTube and Google. Trying. So finally, young Ella tried to appeal it from her email, and somehow that got through and mine didn't, which thank God for her. It came back, and here's what it said. We're pleased to let you know, we've recently reviewed your YouTube account, and after taking another look, we can confirm it is not in violation of our terms of service. We have lifted the suspension of your account, and it is once again active and operational. We'd like to thank you for your patience while we review this case. Our goal is to make some content that doesn't violate our community guidelines, so that YouTube can be a safe place for all. And sometimes, we make mistakes trying to get it right. We hope you understand, and we're sorry for any inconvenience or frustration this has caused. The YouTube team. So we went from severe and numerous violations to, well, on second thought, I guess you're okay. Yeah. It's all robots, basically. Here's what happened. I guarantee it got probably just attacked by fans, put it that way, and reported a bunch of times. So the robot said, oh, this must be a fake account. So they closed me down. Once the appeal finally went through, then they sent out their mass email. Nobody physically ever looks at these things. That's just how it goes. So I'm positive that's what happened. So now we're back. So anyway, it's good. I'm happy. We got our stuff back. It was a lot of work. So yeah, head over to YouTube and let me know what's going on with that. Let me know what you think. Watch some videos. Like them. Another thing I wanted to talk about today was, don't worry, it's not a rant, Shorty's Speed Shop in Bishop. So you need to get your car smogged, you know, whether you need to register it, you're trying to sell it, you're buying a new one. There's not a lot of places to do that anymore. It was always kind of hard for years. It was like, okay, I have to go to this place or I have to go to that place. Well, some of those places have closed down, my friend, but I'll tell you who does it and who does it the best. Robbie at Shorty's Speed Shop. That's right. It's cheap. It's quick. He's ready to jump you in the second you get there. You call in and you say, hey, I'm coming down for a smog. Boom, you're game. That's what it takes. He's going to do it with a smile. He's friendly. He's funny. He's intelligent. It's a good time. It's not somebody that's been doing this for so long, they're just pissed off. Yeah, what do you want? You want a smog? Oh, sure, everybody wants a smog. You know, that you get that a lot, unfortunately. They're tired. They've been through a lot. Well, Robbie's not. He's new. He's excited. He's ready to work. He's ready to earn your trust as your mechanic. So hit him up. Give it a try. Trust me. It's where Marsh's Automotive used to be. It's a pink brick building. It's on Sneeden. It's kind of around the corner from where the distillery is. So if you head over there, Shorty Speed Shop. Here, let me give you the number. 760-258-1342. You'll be talking to Nicole. Just set up something. Say Eastern Sierra Now sent you. And they'll get you in. That's your spot, man. I'm telling you. I guarantee you, you will not be let down. Shorty's Speed Shop. Speaking of not being let down, I am never let down, ever, by our favorite Emily Bryant with Mammoth Lakes Tourism and their segment, 5 in 5.
Welcome to the 5 in 5, a weekly report on the latest in tourism news. 1. February Community Coffee will be held in March. Please note that due to the President's Holiday Week covering the last Thursday in February, we are moving this month's virtual community coffee to Thursday, March 3rd from 8 to 9 a.m. to allow for more community participation. The topic will be wellness and avoiding and managing employee burnout. After all, we can't take care of our visitors unless we take care of ourselves first. Go to visitmammoth.com/industry/community coffee for more information. 2. Mammoth Lakes Tourism was recently highlighted in the Spokesman's Review in an article about winter RV camping. The publication receives 1.62 million monthly digital users. You can read the article online at the Spokesman's website. 3. There are only a few days left to participate in the Winter Mammoth Trail Challenge. Go to mammothchallenge.com to find out how you could win a $500 Yifty gift card to use around town. 4. Mammoth Lakes Tourism has logo stickers and town maps for your business. If you need additional stickers or maps, please reach out to Emily Bryant at ebryant@visitmammoth.com to schedule a pickup or delivery. 5. To celebrate our Olympic athletes, Mammoth Lakes Tourism hung a welcome banner this week at the entrance to town. We are so lucky to have these athletes as our hometown heroes and are proud of every one of them. Have questions or looking for further information? Contact Laura Kaler at LKAYLOR@visitmammoth.com.
Mammoth Lakes.
Thank you so much for that, Emily. And we will be looking forward to the next one. Keep up the good work. You guys always do such a good job up there and for everybody in the Eastern Sierra. You know they were crucial to the airport and Bishop being put together. You guys know that, right? So if you think, well, that's only Mammoth, it doesn't matter. No, it truly does. They do a lot. They are cool folks. So definitely, that's that. Again, Shorty Speed Shop. Head over to those guys. And I just want to read off one more thing here, and then we're going to be good to go for the day. And what is that, you ask? Our patrons, of course. Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, Dee, Tomato Head, Margaret, and Chandra. Thank you so much for all that you do for local news. Truly appreciate it. And all of our other advertisers. You guys make the world go round for me. I mean, that's just the truth of it. I'm trying to build and grow and get this out there. And you guys are the ones that jumped on early and said you believed in what we're doing. And I will never forget that. I always appreciate it. And I have got your back. So we are going to close up shop on that note. And we will see you tomorrow. This has been Eastern Sierra Now. And I'm Jesse Steele. You know, at the post-credits of movies, like Marvel movies, they got the little thing that comes up and you think it's the end, but then there's another thing that's kind of there. That's what this is. Just giving it a second. Okay, so here's my opinion on the protesting thing. You don't just go to schools and talk to other people's kids. You don't have a right to do that. You might say, Jesse, I pay taxes. That means I get to decide what happens at the schools. No, do you? You pay taxes for the fire department and the police officers too. Do you get to go in there and tell them how to do their job? That's not how it works, my friend. So, let me do a little scenario for you. You think it's perfectly fine if you're a protester to show up at school and find out when the kids' lunch is and then offer to buy them pizza and ice cream and have a little chat with them. Talk about, oh, well, you know, masks are bad and masks are terrible and the government's out to get you because they're gonna track you with the 5G from the masks. I'm just assuming that's what's being said because I don't understand the whole thing. But my point is this. Flip the script here. Imagine it was your kid at school. You've been telling them to stand up for their freedoms and don't wear their mask even though it's a government mandate. Don't do what their teachers are telling them to. Fight the system. Arr, rage against the machine. Okay, that's fine. That's wonderful. That's why we live in America. You can do whatever you want. Teach your kid to think however the hell you want them to think. Then when they're 18, they can rebel and do whatever they want. Here's my point. What if some liberal troll came to campus one day and said, excuse me, little kids. Have you ever heard of a virus? Yeah, the government's not out to get you. No, it isn't, Precious. We just want you to wear your precious mask, Precious. Here's some pizza and ice cream. Yeah, there's nothing weird about that. Okay, so what if that happened? You would be pissed that somebody showed up, gave your kid food and treats. You know, you don't just get to go to a school. You have to sign in. You have to have parents' permission. You can't just feed a kid that isn't your own kid. So if you show up at school and you do that, or you show up and you're protesting in a place that doesn't even warrant it because they can't do a single thing about it, and you're screaming at the other kids that they should listen to you and they should, you're right and you're wrong. Now, if that was the opposite and somebody was coming in to your kid who's not wearing a mask and saying, you should wear a mask, you know, you're stupid to not wear a mask and you're dumb and you're the, and all the whatever, I don't know what's actually said, so I can't say for a fact, but if it was considered harassment, that's harassment. If your kid was harassed by that, you'd lose your friggin' mind. The cops would be involved. You'd be suing. Your kids would be out of school. You would absolutely be having serious issues about it. So why is it okay for you to do that on the opposite side of the spectrum? Just stop and think for a minute. Calm down. Stop stirring the pot. And just think. Maybe it's not okay to talk to other people's kids. Maybe it's not okay to give other people's kids my opinion. Maybe it's not okay to give other people's kids food. Maybe I should let parents deal with their own children and the schools to protect those kids the way that they see fit and are mandated to. And if the parents of those kids don't want them to wear masks, well, they'll let them stay home. Maybe that's your best option if you're one of these people protesting at the schools and you don't even have kids in the school. I mean, seriously, that's about 10 seconds away from a windowless van kind of thing, and that's not good. So how about just stop? You won. Yay, March 11th. No more masks. Hooray. Victory. Your medal's in the mail. Just it'll get there, I promise. Just keep checking every day. In the meantime, how about just stop? Let people live their lives. We've all been through way too much. We don't need this horse shit. See you later.